Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I see this demonstration, but I can't believe my eyes. Is it possible that such a representative body of honest, hard-working Americans can endorse a candidate for the Congress of our beloved country whose only claim to the office is that he killed a man?
Do you call liberty balance a man? No!
Let me out. Who is this Ransom Stoddard? And what qualifications has he that entitle him to aspire to such great office? We are told he's a lawyer. An attorney at law. An officer of the court. Yes, but what kind of lawyer? A man who usurps the function of both judge and jury and takes the law into his own hands.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Full forward thrust.
Yeah, you got to unmute yourself. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great week or so, and that your week ahead is full of promise. Your week or so ahead, for that matter. And may Possum Hour set you upon that path. These are bad tonight. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of such fragrances as Eau de Dank Pussy Perfume and Drippy Dick Men's Cologne. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. Yes, Mark Goddard. Rest in peace. Full forward thrust. I'm totally down with that, man. Good, it's a good philosophy. You're listening, Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Yeah, this is set. Him and her, his and hers, like a Valentine's Day thing. For a cheap motel with some slightly used dildos. Monday nights, it's us, 10, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley, recites selected chapters of Lonesome Dove backwards while standing on his head. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, Charles Nelson Foonman, inventor of the Swiss Army underwear. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster interviews a bowl of nectarines. And it's Friday Night Possum somewhere. We're coming. We're going to do one soon. One of these days. One of these days. Check your local listings. Well, it's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Now, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes. Should I let the song play out?
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, this important message.
Hey, hey, Susie Q, what's cooking with you?
Your teeth look whiter than new, new, new.
My teeth aren't new, but my toothpaste is new Pepsodent. Get with it, kids. New package, new flavor, new formula, too, means brighter smiles for me and you.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent. The new formula with IMP gets teeth much whiter. You can see it cleans the stains and film away while Irium bites tooth decay. You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent. The taste is new, so fresh and clean. That new taste really lasts, it's keen. And while it makes your smile a rave, it also makes your breath behave. So start going steady right away with Pepsodent. Get some today. You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent. Pepsodent. Pepsodent.
Hello?
I had to go to the dentist. I had to go today. But don't you worry. Everything's okay, everything's okay. I had to have a tooth pulled, so they gave me a shot. Soon my mouth will be working fine, but right now it's not. Please don't call me any names. Everybody sing. I had to go to the dentist, had to go to the dentist, had to go today, had to go today. don't call me any names. Please don't make fun. It's not easy to sing, so I'm glad I'm done.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
You Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby!
Hour says, suck it!
They sure do.
That's our Hitler!
Yes, yes.
You're the new Hitler, man. Yeah.
Sinister minister.
Sinister minister, indeed. Where do I can't find out where I put the money. Oh, here it is.
What you got that under? You didn't actually spell out money.
Felix Moose Call.
Okay. There you go.
Happy eternal birthday to Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson.
Hate to tell you, pal, didn't hold up. Too topical, man. I don't know. The humor doesn't hold up. It's too. It's kind of that Rat Pack shit that doesn't fly anymore, man.
Yep. Still dated.
But it's still cool to look at once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, how you doing there, pal?
Doing all right. Doing swell.
You're going under the kniff this week here, over here?
Yes, I am.
The kniff. Yeesh.
The kniff tonight.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. Wednesday, I'm going to have to be drinking all that stool softener and taking pills for that.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's going to go shoot right to the bag. I'm going to have to be emptying that bag every 5 minutes.
Ah, jeez.
Before it explodes. Looking forward to that.
You paint a lovely picture there, sir. I envy your life. Yikes.
Yep. Go in Thursday, get this over with.
Good luck and happy Halloween, because we won't see you next week, because we're not going to do a possum, man. We're going to let Gumby recuperate next week.
There you go.
Happy Halloween in advance.
Yeah. Happy Halloween, kids.
No Monster Mash this year.
Uh-huh. There you go. That's a plus.
What are you going to do?
Put that in the plus column. You'll hear from somebody else. Turn on any podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've blown it up. I mean, that was fun. Speaking of blowing up, I had some time. I got to blow up Emmy, man. And, the night before I went to bed and I'm thinking, this would be great for the end of a blow up. I got to download this part of this movie, right? The end of this movie.
Yeah.
For the life of me, the next day, I couldn't think of what the fucking movie was. You know why? Because I didn't write it down.
I won't forget it.
I'm like, I just watched the whole movie. I'll remember. Yike. So,
I'll come here.
I know. Maybe someday. Anyways, I had this one on there, The Night Chicago Died. Paper Lace is the group. And somebody requested that, like, I don't know how many years ago.
Oh,
how long has that
post
been up on? Puff Undercover.
For a long, long time. Yeah.
Yeah, this was one of the original requests, and I always went, how do you blow this up, you know? And then I listened to it again, and I said, you know what? I know how to blow that up. Hold my beer.
There you go.
So we're going to blow that up. So I was going to mention, we lost Dr. Cake. I watched the Godfather movies this weekend. They're on Pluto.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. The first one, the original Godfather movie, a classic.
Oh, yeah.
The second one's a good movie.
Yep.
I
think the second one just as good. I think it's right up there.
I used to think that. I used to say that. But now I'm like, on rewatch, I'm like, I don't know, man. It's great. It's a great movie.
I like when they go back like that.
It was good. It was a great movie.
Stealing the carpet. Yeah.
But it wasn't nearly the first one, man. Yeah. It just had a texture to it that was, I don't know. It was an insanity. All right, let's blow this fucker up. What do you say?
Yeah, blow it up.
Hit it. Fuck you.
The fuck? You believe this? 2 fucking days and nights. Fuck me. Fuck me, you motherfucker. Fuck my mother. That's what you do. Fuck your fucking fucker. Fuck motherfucker. Fuck your fucking 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 fuck your fucking 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 you fucking 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 fuck you fucking 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 fucking
fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking
fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking
fucking fucking fucking
fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking
fucking fucking fucking
fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking
fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking
fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking fucking.
In the heat of a summer night, in the land of the dollar bill, when the town of Chicago dies, we'll talk about it still. When a man named Al Capone tried to make that town his own, and he called his guys to war to the forces of the law, I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night she Fucker.
chest pain.
Yes. Feels your loose call.
As I've probably mistakenly said before, that'll never get old. Yeah, just wait.
All right.
We'll beat that to death. I had something to say. Well, I forgot what it was.
You didn't think of that movie, did you?
Huh?
Think of that mystery movie?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Oh, you know what? You know what cool thing I watched? Well, I watched part of it one night and finished it last night. Was Game 3 of the National League Division Series from 1979. Pittsburgh Pirates v. the Cincinnati Reds.
Okay.
And
it's gotta be
the reason why it caught my eye because my roommate and I in college, my second year of college, actually he wasn't my roommate the second year, but we were still pals. He was from Cincinnati, you know, and I was a Pittsburgh fan. So we got together, had some beers, and we watched Game 3 together. And, yeah, he didn't enjoy it too much. But I remember it. And I remember right afterwards, for some reason, there was a Tom and Jerry cartoon on. It was very violent. Anyway, it was fun to see it, man. Burt Blyleven pitched a complete game, like 6-1 or something like that. Great.
Was this the entire game, or was it like
the entire broadcast with the Pittsburgh guys? They even left some of the commercials in, which was a hoot.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was a hoot, man. They had like they had a light beer from Miller commercial with Rodney Dangerfield, and the whole day is full of the less filling face great guys arguing, you know.
Yep, Mickey Spillane.
Yeah. Mickey was in there. Yep. That was a good one, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an awesome tape. Somebody obviously videotaped it, you know, in 79. Yeah. And they cut out most of the commercials, but they left in the good ones and the Homer ones, like, you know, stuff with the pirate parrot in it and crap like that. But it was fun.
Yeah, good.
What to do. Good.
Good job.
Good waste of time. You know, as I get older, I find I have more and more time to waste, and it was a good choice there. Really
yeah, good choice.
Well, there they are, the Possum Lounge. We got a nice crowd tonight, man.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, Apple Cheeks got Alice is here.
Yeah, sweet Alice.
You know, top of the list, picking a litter there. Did I say tonight was an all nude possum? That was one of my ideas. I don't think I went with that though. Anyway, thank you for coming, Apple Cheeks.
Sweet Alice.
And Daddy G is here.
Daddy G.
Pardon me. That wasn't an editorial burp. That was the beer. Let me see. Daddy G has a show here on Bong Talk Radio.
Oh, okay.
It's Night with Daddy G. Saturdays at, 9 o'clock?
Sweetness.
Man. Doubling down. That's good, though, man. I got some digestive issues.
Yeah.
Sometimes beer helps, but I think beer is probably bad for my belly. I need to go on a bland diet or something, man.
Beer's a cure-all, baby. It's a cure-all.
And I mean, like, I'll be a decent human being, live like a human being, and I'll go out and eat something like, oh, there's a brand new pepper in the news tonight for G. Story about a brand new pepper. I eat
brand
shit like
pepper,
that.
Huh?
Yeah, brand new pepper. I guess it's Carolina. It's the same guy that invented the Carolina Reaper, which I've had. Carolina Reaper almonds, which are, they're pretty good. I mean, I like the flavor, but they're hot. They're hot.
I don't know how anyone can eat those things. Amazed. I'm amazed at that.
That's That's why my damn bad tamales with pumpkin spice. Daddy G. Good idea. All right. Del Taco has anything with pumpkin spice, man. Apple Cheek says it's stronger than bear spray. Well, I'll let the cat's out of the bag now. It's Pepper X.
Pepper X.
It's the fucking hottest pepper ever.
Threatening name. I like it.
Pepper X. They're not kidding this time.
They're out to kill you.
Pepper X. Man, it's kind of scary, man. All right. Dr. Cake's here. If anybody gets a bleeding ulcer from eating a Pepper X, she'll tell you to go see a real doctor. But it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Daddy G's tried the Carolina Reefer. I'm not sure what he means. Is that another pepper? I don't know. Thanks for coming, Cake. And completing our Canadian contingent, it's none other than Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
I know that was his dentist song earlier. Some of the jazz and R&B, I don't know who, I can't remember who finds that shit. Because I find it, you find it, and he finds it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of like
that.
We all, like, you know, kind of dig what's going on here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I found the yodel today.
Oh, okay. That's a fresh yodel.
I went over to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
Uh-huh.
And if you hit this joint between 10:30 and 11 o'clock in the morning,
there.
In and out. Didn't take me 20 minutes. It was beauty.
You got it timed.
Spent $150 on two stickers.
Jesus.
What a bargain. But then later in the day, a book came that I had ordered like last spring. I pre-ordered it. It wasn't coming out yet.
Oh, okay.
And it arrived today, so I'm like, there you go. Makes up for that cash hemorrhage.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know how I got around to that.
Tell us about the book.
I just did. My dumb shit, comics and stuff, comic books. Fun stuff. I don't know if this is going to be any good. Huh? No, it's not even good. Not even good.
Oh, okay.
It's dumb shit. Anyway, Ford Prefect. Okay, it's the Incredible Hulk. Are you satisfied?
Okay, there you go.
I'm a closet Hulk fan, man. Hulk will smash. I bought the first couple. I could buy the next one. Anyway, thank you for coming, Ford. And there's GT Trenton, the man, the aforementioned GT who eats those peppers.
Pepper X.
Laughs in the face of Pepper X. I want to hear it, dude. I want to hear you eating. Well, actually, you can't eat Pepper X yet because it is so proprietary, it's so secret that they won't release a full pepper or a seed of this hybrid. And the only way you can try it is in the Pepper X hot sauce.
Okay.
So.
I don't know, man.
GT, you have your mission.
There you go.
Decide to accept. Get some of that fucking Pepper X sauce.
Uh-huh.
Knock yourself in the dick with that.
Uh-huh. Rub it on your gonad.
Oh, then rub your eyes.
There you go.
Aye.
Uh-huh.
Ow.
Record it for
Possum
Hour.
Yeah, that high, he said he did an 8 million Scoville unit sauce. You got to be so careful with that shit, man.
Imagine so.
You're an open wound or an open flame.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming, GT.
GTO.
Good luck with that bleeding ulcer. Other People's Eyes is here. Our old pal
Other People's Eyes.
Told me he was teaching first graders today.
Oh, nice.
You know, he's shagged.
Uh-huh.
He's wore out. These little kids are cool, though, man. They're just, well, except for the little lion fucks, they're the most honest people you'll meet. Sprinkled in there, though, these little liars, man. And that's just because of their home life, you know.
Yeah.
They discovered that, Daddy won't whip me with the belt if I lie. Good lesson to teach them, you know. Tell the truth and I'll whoop your ass.
There you go.
Wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. Thanks for coming, Hope.
Hope.
Good luck with them younguns this week. That'd be fun.
So gang it
up. And lastly but not leastly, it's Skywatcher Lone Wolf.
Ah, okay. Lone Wolf here.
Yes.
Okay.
No negative waves for Skywatcher.
Nope.
Only. No negative waves. All right, man. Well, thanks, everybody, for coming. 8 million
units.
Well, I wish we had a better show for you, but thanks for coming anyway. Here they are, the Possum. Wait. I forgot the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking hovering above. In his Dewlap Deluxe Doozy Mobile with wings, Professor R.J. Gumby. The Boston Thanks. Lounge!
With Commodore Decker as your super host.
As the Beaver.
I was impressed like everyone when man began to fly out of earthly regions to planets in the sky. With total media coverage, we watched the heroes land as ceremoniously they disturbed the cosmic sand. In awe with admiration, we listened to the talk. Such pride felt they, such joy to be upon the moon to walk. My romantic vision shattered when it was explained to me spacemen wear old diapers in which they shouldn't be. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there, relieve you and believe me without a worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. They don't partake like you and I of beefy burger mush. Their food is specially prepared to dissolve into slush, absorbed by multi-fibers in the super diaper suit. Otherwise the slush would trickle down inside the boot. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there, relieve you and believe me without a worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. You may well ask, now what becomes of liquid they consume? A pipe is led from penis head to a unit in the room. The water is recirculated, filtered for reuse, in case of anti-gravity, P gets on the loose. Oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there, relieve you and believe me, without a worry or care. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars. Wherever man has conquered on the quest for frontiers new, I'm glad he's always had to do the number one and two. It makes it all so ordinary, just like you and me, to know the greatest heroes, they had to shit and pee. The intergalactic laxative will get you from here to there, for cosmic constipation, there's none that can compare. If shitting is your problem when you're out there in the stars, oh, the intergalactic laxative will get you from here to Mars.
really stretching it out into a trip.
Okay. That one had to be a Ford.
Oh, yeah! Good timing on that one, man. Nice.
Yeah.
That's dedicated to your Wednesday with not laxative, the other thing there.
Yep,
no, wait,
yep,
the laxative,
yep.
That's what you put. That makes
laxative.
You poop. Yeah,
there
that makes
go.
You poop.
Empty me out, baby.
Empty that shit out. Is it? Are they going to give you that intergalactic laxative?
Gets the job done.
Yes, indeedy. Donovan, a Ford Prefect Jernt. So let's see. What else? What else happened this week? Did a doggy, outdoor doggy pooch, spooky pooch parade thing.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday. Dress up dogs and. Yeah, they dress up their dogs in Halloween costumes and have prizes
oh,
and shit.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, man.
Saturday, I had a Halloween party. The host was dressed as a fat Southern sheriff. Isn't that funny?
A Boston's Packer.
Yeah. I should have given him the business, but... I just... I am so afraid of getting a negative review online, man.
Oh, yeah.
It'd fuck you up, man.
Yeah, they can.
What a dick. He was talking about possums, peckers, and shit. What the hell is wrong with this guy?
Yep. You never know.
No stars.
That kills your rating right there.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm almost, I'm like the 4.7 or something, man.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's like 8 million positives and 1 negative, you know? Fucking, jeez. Math is not my bitch, okay? I'm math's bitch. I hate that. I hate when you're somebody's bitch and you don't want to be. So we're going to miss Halloween next week.
Oh, okay.
Your Halloween share.
Can
we brought the boys out. A little Halloween quickie.
All right.
What does that sound? Halloween quickie.
Sounds good.
Here we go. You can use this one, GT. Play this over the loudspeaker at your house. A hearse song.
Sheet from your head down to your feet. They put you in a big black box and cover you up with dirt and rocks. And all goes well for about a week, and then your coffin begins to leak, and the worms crawl in, the worms crawl out, the worms play pinochle on your snout. They eat your eyes, your nose, they eat the jelly between your toes. A big ringworm with rolling eyes crawls in your stomach and out your eyes. Your stomach turns a slimy green and pus pours out like whipping cream. You spread it on a slice of bread, and that's what you eat when you're dead. And comes tumbling down your snout, and the worms crawl in, the invite their friends and their friends too. They all come down to chew on you, and this is what it is to die. I hope you had a nice goodbye. Did you ever think as a hearse goes by that you may be the next to die, and your eyes fall out and your teeth decay, and that is the end of a perfect day.
Wow.
Okay. I take it, man.
Yeah, that was cool.
Go.
That was cool.
Ha ha!
Cool.
That's Big Mamu.
Big Mamu.
Big Mamu. Well,
that's what happens to your carcass, baby. That's it.
Oh, man. Shoot. I tell you what, man. Getting old is the greatest thing ever. I've never felt better. You youngsters don't know what you're missing.
Keep telling yourself that.
And I've got a 2-foot-long dick. Used to call me Man Thing, giant size Man Thing. That's actually the name of a comic book.
Man
Thing? Published a comic book called, no, it was called Giant Sized Man Thing. Now, they had to know. They had to know, because they couldn't. They started putting out giant-sized, you know, Spider-Man and giant-sized Hulk. And they, like, giant-sized Man Thing was, I think, the second or third one they put out. Like, we got to have a giant-sized Man Thing. Oh, yeah, yeah, we do. Yeah, boss, yeah.
Yeah. Ralph Bashke should have made a movie of that one.
Well,
up his alley.
It's not as fun as you might think.
Same size band thing.
Old man, no thing. Yeah, you know what I love? Getting out, in and out of the car, man. Oh, God, I miss the truck. Getting out of the car, I gotta make the noise. And you're moving like slow and methodical because you don't want to fall down and look like an old man. And the younger men hold the door for you. They're like, oh, of course.
There you go, Pops.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mind that part. I get a little respect. You get a little respect. Gray hair and whatnot. Oh, you know what I did today? I bought a cap. I bought a new cap.
All right.
Brand new.
I'm all about hats, baby.
Not a thrift store, you know.
Okay.
Brand new, whatever you call them caps. Andy Cap Cap.
Yeah, newsboys. They call them all different
newsboy.
Kinds. They call them
newsboy.
Guess,
I've heard it
cap.
Called a news.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like a houndstooth.
Yeah.
Houndstooth
newsboy. I used to wear
1170s
all the time. I had about a dozen of them. I used to wear them all the time.
I think I'm going to break that in tomorrow night down at the fancy downtown, what do you call, hotel.
All right. Good.
Wearing a cap. You know what? I'm having a bad hair year.
There you go.
Over here.
Shave it off, baby. Just shave it off.
Yeah, well, I ain't to that point yet, sir.
I stopped shaving. I just shear it off. I was shaving for a while. Now it's just shearing it off.
Yeah, shear it, man.
Yeah.
Little fuzz.
Yeah.
Chick's dick, man.
There you go.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Oh, Apple Cheeks is getting old, too. Oh, my God, we're all getting old.
Yeah,
I think
good God.
Got a conspiracy or pandemic. Boy, bring me a mask. Alrighty. This is a weird 3 minutes. I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to say anything more about it. Is, in the words of almost every baseball podcaster, it is what it is.
It is what it is, baby.
Man, just what in heaven's name do you mean by that, sir? What significance does that have other than just to end a sentence or a thought?
And his
well,
job
it is,
to make
it is what
comments.
It is.
That's
pardon
his
me?
Whole job. His whole job is to make comments, and that's it?
Yeah, just,
it is what it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Just run your mouth. That's all. You ever watch that Morning Joe?
No.
I swear to God, that guy gets paid by the word. Yikes. Diarrhea mouth. Anyways, his wife's got a nice rack. Oh, it's 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
She cooked. I'm reading a book, girl, I'm reading a book. Don't you ever interrupt me while I'm reading a book. On my shoulder, I got pulled over. Pigs trying to get me while my window lower. I'm reading a book, pig, I'm reading a book. Don't you ever interrupt me while I'm reading a book. Why all these people was interrupting me? What have I got to do to try to make them say? Where they call me a cook. I never even pay for my library book. I take them from the shelf, and if anyone looks, I say, I'm reading a book, man, I'm reading a book. I had a stupid birthday party for some stupid kid. Took a book from a present that was supposed to be it. Now I'm about to find out what happened to Captain Hook. Cause I'm reading a book, kid, I'm reading a book. Why all these people was interrupting me? What I gotta do to try to make them say?
For that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I'm super pumped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
And where's our music here? Yeah, that wasn't really listener friendly, was it? I'm reading a book.
I'm reading a book.
Dude's serious about his freaking books. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, people think you're not doing anything when you're reading a book. Hey, I'm reading a
exactly.
book.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, when I read, I'm really doing nothing. I'm reading comic books, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's your profession,
I know.
Anyway.
Lone Wolf, great bagpipe solo. That's what sold it for me, was the playing out to the pipes, man.
I like that, man. Just throw in bagpipes. Throw it in there.
You know, what the hell?
Uh-huh.
We need some damn pipes.
Uh-huh.
Right. Well, we went over the...
Fuck the cowbell. Fuck cowbell.
More pipes. Oh, man. I really enjoyed them. I was at that World Fest, right? So I was supposed to represent the whole world. There was a lot of weird music, you know.
Yeah.
Like when the pipes came up, the Scottish blood started to boil, lad. I said, "Yeah, represent the lad."
Hey,
hey, give me another beer.
Fucking haggis.
Okay. We've got some weird and wacky kind of crimes, I guess.
Ain't honest.
There was a theft of 2 million dimes.
Two million dimes.
A truckload of coins from the U.S. Mint. Bunch of, penny ante operators over there stealing stuff for Philadelphia, man.
Of course.
They're all like in their early 30s. They face conspiracy, robbery, theft of government money, and other charges.
And I bet you that one of those two Philly guys know the president that's on the fucking dime.
Well, there is that. Damn.
2 million dimes.
That's a lot of time. How do you...
Yeah, what are you going to do with it?
You're
going to have to get a lot of those little rolling papers, then.
How do you turn that into cash? You know?
Uh-huh. That's worthy of anything.
Where is it, man? Oh, dang it. Oh, here it is.
The pit of me, truly. Now, what loud asshole think of me? Has anybody got a dime? Somebody's got to go back and get a shitload of dimes.
I love it.
That was when I first saw Blazing Saddles. I was like, what, 10 or something? 10 or 12? I thought that was the funniest gag in the whole movie.
Oh, yeah. Everyone was laughing.
Somebody go back and get a shitload.
I didn't think that was good. Shitload of dimes.
Get a shitload of dimes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
You heard the story of Frank Sinatra always carried around a roll of dimes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for his whole life. In fact, he wanted to be buried with a roll of dimes in his pocket as well.
You know, to use them for.
Yeah, because
of Knuckle Sandwich.
He was kidnapped.
Yeah. Knuckle Sandwich. Put one of them in your fist. Bam.
Uh-huh. He didn't have a dime. He was scared shitless of the kidnapping.
Oh, is that why he did?
Son. He was going to different phones. You know, they had him running to different pay phones, and he didn't have a dime for one of them.
I'll be
so
gosh
he
vowed darn.
He'd rather roll a dime for the rest of his life.
Get
that's
a
what he did. Yeah.
Should have been buried with... I don't know, a cell phone. Yes.
Should have been buried with me at Farrell. Bury her with him.
They should have buried her years ago.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of which. All right, now one of the strangest, most mysterious traditions at New Hampshire's Plymouth State University. This is pretty effing wild. There's this large clock tower, and it's got two spires on the top. And somehow every year since the 70s, they have put pumpkins on top of these spires. And then if you see the roof, it's like a real narrow, way high. It's not like really accessible.
Yeah.
So nobody knows how they, it's a well-guarded secret.
Holy shit.
Pretty weird shit. Yeah. Weird, wild stuff.
Weird, kind of useless. Dopey pumpkin.
Oh, GT's hanging. He's leaving, man. GT, you're gonna miss a great yodel tonight.
He's trying to get that Pepper X.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's on the prowl. Good luck, sir. Godspeed, GTO. All right. Now, every year it seems lately there's been some kind of brouhaha about Christmas lawn decorations.
Uh-huh.
This year, Utah man's pole dancing skeleton display ran afoul of local authorities.
Oh, jeez.
And he said he had a good point, the homeowner.
Yeah.
He says, if your kids understand what that is, maybe the problem's not the skeleton dancing on the pole.
There you go. Uh-huh.
Maybe it's something else. Huh? Huh?
There you go.
Schmucks.
Good answer. Good answer.
Why is it always... never mind. I'm going to make it political. All right. This is kind of neat. A beer bottle message from 1955 was found inside a wall of a Delaware home they were demolishing. And it's a beer bottle, Gunther Beer. I've never heard of it. And written on it, it says, this bottle was put here by the plumber. It has the date, 325-55. So, kind of cool.
It's
not
beer.
A message. It's not a message in a bottle. It's a on a bottle.
He was drinking on site. Drinking on doing a job.
I know.
Putting his trash in the fucking walls. That's the way he was doing.
Well, what do you got to get rid of the bottle, man.
For the boss sees it.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Drinking his Gunther.
Okay. Animal world. Mystery pig gets a new home after a 4-day destruction spree. A 400-pound pig was in this Colorado town, wreaking havoc. They finally captured them. What'd they say it took? Took a whole bunch of dudes. Oh, 5 animal control officers, 3 parks and recreation employees, and 2 members of the public to corral this big boy. But they say he's a good boy. They really like him, and he's been donated to the agriculture something at one of high schools. So that's cool.
Yeah, all right.
Pigs are cool,
bit of a diet.
They're cool people.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, he wasn't raking havoc because he was evil. It's like the Hulk, man. He didn't mean any harm.
No.
But he's the fucking Hulk, man. He's going to break shit. Just nature of the beast.
It's in his nature.
It's his nature.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like the scorpion and the frog. It's in his nature, man. That's what he does. It is what it is.
Right. It is what it is, man. You
it
got
is
that
what
right.
It is.
You've never said anything truer, sir.
Yeah.
I saw this one actually on, I actually did. I literally saw it on TV. A barbecue crashing bear eats 10 burgers and then drinks a Diet Coke. And they got it all on film. They had the girl going outside and the bear, they must have run inside, you know, and he saw the bear. The bears are fucking smart, man. They know where the food is.
Uh-huh.
He opens up the grill and he gets them burgers, scarfs them down, and then knocks a Coke on the ground and laps it up off the floor. Gotta love the bears, man. I'm worried about this bear here, a bear cub in an Alaska grocery store. Officers were able to corner the bear in the shopping cart storage area. They used a dog-catching pole to escort the browsing Bruin out of the store and back into the back of a patrol vehicle. And they don't say what happened after that.
Okay.
Alaskans are weird motherfuckers, man. I hope they didn't eat that or bear or something. He just, you know, he just wanted some snacks.
That's
He's
cool.
a bear.
Bear stories.
Oh, there's another turtle, lost turtle. Runaway tortoise was found 5 miles from his home 3.5 years after he was reported. Cliff made it 5 miles in 3.5 years. But he's lucky to be alive because it's Florida, but still they can't. It's an African turtle. He can't do the winter thing, man.
Oh, okay. Ooh, shit.
Big ass fucking turtle. Good luck to him.
Good timing. All right.
I didn't say what his name was. All right, now it's getting like records here. It's getting close to the records. An angler's 283-pound alligator gar breaks a state record in Texas. Wow. That's a big-ass fish. 300-pound. It's 100 inches long. I don't know what that is in feet, but he looks like he's about a six-footer.
Hey, Jesus.
48 inches in girth. 283 pounds. Wow. Wow, they estimated the fish may be up to 100 years old.
Oh, fucking, shit.
Jeez. So they let him go. He was weighed, and then they let him go. I said, Kakazagazun.
That's some weird shit in the ocean, man. I don't know what that was.
Fucking fish.
Big fish.
Man. And then a 6 foot, 3 inch steer in Oregon might be the world's tallest steer. I don't know how they're going to determine it. Oh, okay, they decided to seek a world record, Guinness record title. But they haven't heard back. Them Guinnesses, you know, they don't like you. Lazy. They won't return your call.
Slackers. A bunch of slackers.
Yeah. In Alabama, it's against the law to release a live gar. Well, that's wild, says Lone Wolf. Okay. I can believe that, though. I mean, like, invasive species, one place. Yeah. It's just a cool, chilling fish in another, man. You know.
I can see that.
Recording. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how it is.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah.
There we go.
All right. A guy from Cyprus balanced 319 wine glasses on his head.
319 wine glasses. Jesus Christ.
I guess this is a big deal in Cyprus. He managed to beat the record by another Cyprus guy from Cyprus of 207. And Aristotelis Valeratus. He's 62 years old. He's actually performs as a glass dancer. So,
a glass dancer? What the hell is that?
I don't know. It's a Cyprus thing, man. Gang sign. All that, you know.
Now these wine glasses, I'm assuming it's like a big round tray that he's balancing on his head. And the wine glasses are okay.
Yes, you got it. You're on the trolley, and they're all stacked up. See, I don't know, man. It's like how bored do you have to be? Like, I wonder how many fucking wine glasses I could balance on my goddamn head. Hey, you got any extra wine glasses? All right, a teenager catches, this is pretty impressive, catches a tennis ball dropped from 469 and a half feet. That thing's got to be traveling pretty fast.
Yeah.
He practiced it for like 2 years, two summers, and he takes the ball up on a drone, and then, you know, they let it go. So they had a Guinness guy there. He says 469 and a half feet there, breaking the previous record by 75 and a half feet. So hats off to Cameron Heinig.
Where'd he go, Cameron?
Cameron Heinig. No offense. All right, the world's largest pumpkin mosaic. A lot of pumpkin. Kind of cool. It's a picture of from Nightmare Before Christmas, just in time for the holiday.
Okay.
Sunnyfield Farms. More than 10,000 pumpkins and squash. Very cool. Man, I've never really eaten squash with a serious, intent, because since I was a little kid, the name squash, I was like, I'm not like that. It's
not
called
appetizing.
Squash. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Kids don't eat that
shit. Now, see if you can figure this one out. A Minnesota woman. Wait a minute. And a Minnesota woman balances 30 swords on her body in 1 minute. When I read that, I'm thinking,
swords.
What
yeah.
the fuck? It's not all that. I mean, she's got them blade down on her legs. She's got her legs up on ottomans, and then she's got,
yeah.
15, I guess, probably 15 swords on each leg balancing. It's cool, but
okay.
I don't know, man. I thought maybe she was laying down there, like pointing on her and shit, and they're
uh-huh.
all, wow, he's really cool and impressive.
Yeah.
But,
jabbing on the ass.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, balancing on her legs. Yeah, you know. Hey.
I think our pal could take care of that. And,
Definitely.
David Rush, he'd be like 40, uh-huh. fucking 40, 40 swords.
Yeah, it doesn't even need a Hollywood Hannon for that one. Give him the day off.
here's one for Dr. K. A British cat's 54.59 decibel purr breaks a world record.
Yeah.
That's cool. I love cats. Purrs, man. I don't want a cat purr. Have I told you about my cat? Well, not my cat. He's my friend, the cat.
Yeah. What is that? That's stupid.
I call him
right?
Kitty. Well, no, you got Kitty. It's Kitty. His name's Kitty. It says Kitty on him. And, like, I'll go out. I like to walk out my front door with my cup of coffee in the morning, you know, and survey the land.
Why you
and that cat, I'll hear that cat bounding down the street because it's got a bell on it. They can't wait to see me. It's such a cool cat, man. I love that cat. Anyway, he loves me back.
There you go.
And finally, a golfer has played 450 different golf courses in under a year.
Oh, that's an obsession right there.
I think Bobo did better than that, though. Oh, no, he golfed more times. He just called it his own golf course. He doesn't have that many golf courses.
But Obama, he spends too much time golfing.
You know, Bobo beat Obama.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's been going off the hook the last week or so, man, with just malaprops and he thought Jeb Bush was W. Bush. He thought Hillary was Obama. He thought Obama was Biden, and Biden was Obama.
World War II. The way of getting out of all this shit, like there's a little insanity or dementia or something. Like,
no, I think he's an insane man who poops his pants. And I don't know why all these assholes think he's the greatest fucking thing since sliced bread.
I don't
have your
that
goddamn
either.
Head examined.
I can see the hillbilly, but there's some intelligent people out there that like this guy.
I know.
That's the one I don't get.
I don't fucking get it. Anyway, this golfer played 450 courses. He aims to do 500. Pardon me. In 1 year, so.
In 1 year.
Get a life, you bum. And,
hey, he's got money.
You know that's right, Jack. Golfing's expensive. All right. Well.
I inherited it. Rich father. Doesn't know what to do with all that money.
A lot of that going around. Well, not a lot, but.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well.
And the band played on.
Bum, 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 bum,
yeah,
bum.
Get that right, Jack.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Thank you.
Now, back to our show.
This show going crazy.
Huh. Get that Radio Shack.
Yep. I love that.
Beloved in the chat, man. Daddy G said he's seen the Cross-Eyed Possum Band.
Oh, really?
Saw him play that live. That very number they just performed on our Possum Hour. And that was Ford that brought that to our collective, what do you call it, attention.
Remember that Cross-Eyed Possum? What was the name, Heidi?
Yeah,
okay.
It used to be my Facebook icon for years.
That's right.
I still use Heidi once in a while for stuff. Kind of the symbol of Possum Hour, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Got a little cross-eyed possums.
I was going to say like Aunt Jemima or something like that. Nah, man. Not quite that like that. Mr. Clean. You can't even do it. I don't even think they nixed the Quaker Oats guy, too, didn't they?
Did they? I'm not surprised.
Anyways, I digress. Oh, yeah, the yodel coming up, man.
Fresh
it's,
yodel.
it's quite a yodel. This is the funny thing. It was on this cassette tape I had, right, in the car.
Yeah.
I pick up the case and I go, did I write down a shit? Because this is like one of those retrospective albums where or CDs where it's like, you know, 8 million different artists.
Uh-huh.
And I have these. I had to wait till I got home to look at it with my cheaters on, so I could tell what it said. I must have used a little fine tip marker, and the writing is just teeny tiny. I have two rows of words and shit on each line provided. Yeah. That's some good lettering here, Jack.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a weird guy. Anyway, that was good. It was fortuitous because what we got tonight's yodel there. Yeah, Prescott, Arizona, the possum, cross-eyed possum band. There's a time. Oh, we better get to that yodel.
Yodel.
All right. Now, originally I was going to have the Yodel King of the Philippines. But when I heard this, I said, yo. Here. It's called Onion Eating Mama.
Onion Eating Mama. I like it already.
Yeah. Hit it!
Oh, lady, 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 oh, lady. the truth, sonny. Oh, lady, oh, lady, lady. Eating, eating, and eating everywhere. Eating, chowing, and eating everywhere. The way that wife of mine can eat would break up a millionaire children. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady. Yo!
I still like it.
You still make me laugh. That was a beauty.
That was
so good. I gotta look up more by Bob Clifford, man. Onion Eating Mama. The guy could play some guitar there.
I looked it up. I thought it was Cliff Carlisle, unless he does another version.
Oh, I'll have to check that out. Shoot it over to me on the secret page.
Okay. No, I just looked it up as you were, as we were playing it. That's the name I got. I don't know.
He might have had, you know, back in the old days.
Yeah.
Never knew. Oh, man. I got one of those. Oh, geez. Half sneeze, you know, one of the nostrils just like revolting in there going, come on. No, nah. That's a non-starter. That's a non-starter. That ain't happening. All right. Well, it was a fun show tonight, I guess.
It was. It was a good time.
I was kind of feeling a little iffy, you know. And the show always turns it around, man. I always have a good time, man. It's fun.
Good stuff.
It's fun. It's, you know why? Because it's just for laughs, man.
That's cool.
Except the Uncle Bobo shit. I'm serious about that. This guy's a fuckface. No offense.
He's taking offense to that.
I got a good one for the end here. Oh, how about the little brown jug canoodlers?
Yeah.
I swear that's what it says. I'm wasted when I put this shit together. All right, so I couldn't find Canadians this week.
Yeah.
So a couple years ago, Dr. Cake said that the Canadians only make moosehead to export to America as a joke.
I believe it. I've had moosehead. I believe it.
So, but with that, bearing that in mind, I bought a 12-pack of moosehead. And I tell you what, it's not bad except for them fuzzy antlers you have in the morning. That's when you get the moose.
Old moose head.
You get that right, Jacques.
You got to drink Gunther. Gunther's beer. Bring back Gunther's beer.
Bring back Gunther. What do you? You got a water?
Yep, I got a water.
Water? You're watering?
Water. Or water, as we say in Philly.
Water. So anyways, good luck on the Sawbones there.
Thank you.
I'm just like paranoid about missing a gig. Like, I have all these gigs, and they're all with different people. And it's like, it's really hard to keep it all straight. I'm just afraid I'm going to fuck up. Stupid. What a waste of energy. Moosehead.
It's anxiety, man. That's it. It's anxiety.
Yeah. It's worthless anxiety.
I got the same thing. I do it all the time.
Oh, my God, I'm going to get a flat tire. Why? I don't know. Because I get tired and I go flat, don't they? Irrational. All right, man. Thanks, everybody, for coming.
Thank you, Possum.
And say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Got to turn the transporter on.
Kick that.
Energize!
Down.
Boy.
Get your partner for the quadrille and do-si-do around the mill.
Now I'm not fast and I'm not slow. Boo-hoo, 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 let her go.
Come on now, fellas, and sing with me. Little brown jug, how I love thee.
Ha, 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 you and me. Little brown jug, how I love thee. Ha, 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 you and me. Little brown jug, how I love thee.
La 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 la.
Me and the wife live all alone in a little log hut we call our own. When the animals sing out one by one, I'll tell you boys, we sure have fun.
With a couple here, couple there, and here, there, everywhere. Here, there, and here, there, everywhere.
Quack, quack,
here,
quack, quack,
there, and here,
quack,
there,
quack, quack, quack. Me and you, a little brown jug, how I love thou. Me and you, a little brown jug, how I love thou.
Hey, goofers, get your fiddle and bow.
Sound your A and let her go. Suppose I sing like a little brown jug while you other jitterbugs cut a rug.
Do, 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 do.
So long, suckers.
All right.
Ooh. That was pretty close to, like, on the money. At least by
almost.
my measurements.
Yeah.
All right, Tommy. What's that?
That was a nice little
steady. Oh, yeah,
steady.
The brown jug. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cadoodlers. Why aren't they more famous? You know?
I don't understand it.
A fucking band that makes sounds like that. Why aren't they on the tip of everyone's tongue?
Uh-huh. But no, we got the fucking Beatles for some reason.
Taylor Swift. I get the chaw out my mouth, you
know? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's moose head. It really does. It knocks you in the dick, man. I don't think that's going to be on the regular menu, man. Get the Grenache.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I owed it to my Canadians.
There you go.
Isn't that weird how you remember little things like that? Dr. Cake saying, well, they just make moose head to send to Americans so they can laugh at them. Something like that.
We'll drink whatever we give them.
I like Canadian beer and I like Mexican beer. And that's why I'm a fan of NAFTA.
Yeah.
Both countries make great beer. Bring it on, baby. Bring it on. You can have our American whale piss. We'll take your fine, fine lagers. Indeed.
Personally, I was a domestic guy. I prefer our beer.
What was your brand? What did you beer What was your main
beer? I like the Michelob and Coors.
Oh, Michelob,
Michelob
was great.
Michelob and Coors. I love Michelob.
I used to love the Michelob. I haven't had a Michelob in a dog's age.
Uh-huh. Michelob like bottles that are chilled by being in a cooler full of ice. Oh, that was so fucking delicious.
And they had a sexy bottle, too.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yep. Good stuff. Good stuff there.
All right, man. Well, I reckon that's it, pal. That's we'll
all
see
right.
you in 2 weeks. Good luck
all
on
right,
it. Good, good luck with the shit, man. I'll be thinking
yeah.
of you.
Gonna
when you go under tonight? Thursday?
Open, baby.
Thursday?
Thursday morning, I think they're going to slice me away. Yep.
Right,
slice
man.
And dice old Gumby.
Hang in there, baby.
There you go.
Tune for some exciting scenes from our next week's episode.
Wait! Where are you going?
I was going to make espresso.